This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Jones and Keefe.
4-3 Angels, 2 down, bottom 10. Detmers throws. Sadon pops it up on the right side of the infield. It's the same old song at Fenway Park. Shanawell makes the play. 4-3, LA wins. Another one-run loss for the Boston Red Sox. 17 on the season, and with that one, they fall 5 games below 500. And oh, by the way, 10 behind the New York Yankees.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Ready for rock bottom, Keefe?
Oh, we're there. Yeah, I'm ready. I have no other choice.
This has to be it, right?
Well,
yes.
But we said that before.
Last night
was rock bottom.
We've said five games
under 500.
We've said probably rock bottom, but
yeah,
it could get lower. This has to
be. The comedy of errors, like literal errors, I think. And yet, and another one-run loss. I think you combine the two. Oh, by the way, the Angels aren't good. It's another bad team. They've played like the worst or the best schedule you could face.
Outside of Mike Trout,
yeah.
I don't know hardly... Kenley Jansen, I guess he was here. I don't know hardly anybody on that team. They don't even feel like real names and real players.
No.
I don't even know those guys.
What
a horrible team. And they lost to him in another one-run game.
Travis, how do you say his last name? Darnell?
Oh,
the catcher?
Yes.
He was supposed to be like a stud. Like,
heard of him.
16 years ago. I was shocked that was still him.
I thought you were talking about...
I thought it was his son.
Noah Shanwell or whatever.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Zach Neto.
Yeah. No, that was just another wild
Neto was
loss.
A highly touted prospect.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. And
right,
he was horrible.
In your face, Jones. In your face. There's Baseball Nick from the clouds.
Don't mess with us. Don't throw facts in our face, Nick.
No, but it's not a good team. So even with these back-to-back wins, the Angels are 4 games under 500. That's a go-nowhere team.
They
so,
stink.
Yeah.
You stink. And the manager after the game, to me,
wild,
is the headline. And when I say it's rock bottom, they might go lower in the standings.
Oh, probably.
Farther
oh, for
below
sure. Yeah.
In fact, I would probably wager on it.
Yeah.
But the way the manager was acting after the game, to me, is why I say it was rock bottom. It's Jones and Keefe. We are live today in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio at Fenway, taking you up to... I guess what could have been a rubber game, but now you're
no,
just
no.
going for a sweep.
You're avoiding the sweep.
You are.
You do
avoiding.
All you can to avoid the sweep.
You keep losing these one-run games. You won't get rubber games that way.
Well, Giolito revenge games.
Game.
You got to factor that in. One of his former clubs.
I had not. Good point.
Giolito revenge game. Probably hates the Angels.
We're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. You can hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. You can jump in today, 617-779-7937. We'll be talking about this pretty much all day long. We will talk to Robert Horry.
Yes.
Got a finals preview.
Love Robert Horry. We had him on a few months ago.
Some good
great.
NBA stories, too. Yeah. Like, last time we had him on, he hates Danny Ainge.
Yes.
Real
he
good
still
dirt
does.
On Danny Ainge.
Great.
And so we'll get some NBA stories, some NBA thoughts, some Celtics offseason thoughts out of Robert Horry. At around 12:15, we also have a Would You Rather Wednesday coming your way at 11:30. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can also go to our personal Twitter pages at Keefe21 at Jones WEEI.
DMs are open, if you know what I mean.
If it wasn't such a bad Red Sox loss last night, Keith, I would start with whatever the hell's going on this keyboard, which...
Yeah, that's quite a mess. If you go to your Twitter, you can see what happened there.
It's,
I don't know. Now, after a loss, I don't get it. After a win, I understand. After a loss, I don't really understand. I don't get it.
Let me just tell you, if you haven't seen yet, it's what my keyboard will look like when Roman Anthony finally gets called up.
Well, keep waiting.
But in the meantime, it's a rough scene over here. You can interact on Twitch at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Also, chat there. Always a healthy chat on Twitch and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Cora seems fed up, Keith?
Yeah, well, fed up's one way of putting it.
Do you think he's...
I think he's got like a foot out the door. Like,
that's what it is.
Like, I think it's some, there's like frustration with like wanting to fix it and like, hey, we could turn it around. Like this is bad, or even like rock bottom as he led off with. This feels almost like
he gone. Eh.
Yeah, I think almost like wants to be gone. Like in a bizarre twist, like, you just signed this extension. The season's not off to the best start. You liked your team in camp. You're talking about the expectations. You got your favorite player in the world in Alex Bregman. I know he's hurt, but all this stuff started even before he got hurt. And now you're like finally kind of pointing the finger to yourself, but it's almost as if to say like, nah, I think he wants to be done.
So
I think he wants out.
I wouldn't rule it out. He sounds like a guy who wants to be fired. And I'll tell you, I got in the comments last night, Keith.
Nesson, oh, good stuff in there.
Nesson tweeted out this video, and I got in the comments. Not only does Cora maybe want to get fired, the people want him.
People want him out. People have turned on him.
They're now.
They were already turning on him.
Yeah.
He did not have as high of an approval rating as I expected him, even at the start of the year.
Yeah.
And then as things kind of, they didn't get out of the way. The whole Devers thing turned people against him a little bit. And then obviously the very, really, really slow start. And, you know, some of the decisions he's made on the field, it's an ugly scene.
They're 6-17 in one-run games.
Yeah, that's half their losses.
You think that's an homage to Boston? I was kind of thinking it was
6-1-7.
An homage to, Boston area code maybe.
Yeah, no more one-run games, guys.
No.
Leave it like that.
This is what it's going to be. But they're now 6-17 in one-run games. Cora's asked directly about this after the game. Here's what he had to say about the Red Sox and their struggles in all of these close losses, including last night.
How much are these close losses, eating at you and frustrating you?
I mean, we keep making the same mistakes. We're not getting better. At one point, it has to be on me, I guess, right? I'm the manager. So, I got to keep pushing them to be better. They're not getting better. They're not, We keep making them the same mistakes. I'll be very honest about it, very open about it, you get frustrated, but at one point it's like, okay, what are we going to do? What's going to change, because we keep doing the same thing. We can keep talking about one-run losses. They're, 17, 18, whatever it is, and it's the same thing. So, is it effort, preparation, like Duke said, attention to detail, I have no idea now. I watched that game. I was like, wow, this is real, It's frustrating.
It sure is.
I like how he ticks through all these different things. Is it preparation? Is it all frustration? All this stuff. It's like, that's all those things.
He's like, Alex. Is it me? I guess.
Well, and
like,
so,
do you want to look at me? Maybe.
Kind of. I think that was a weaselly little comment because a lot of people might hear that or even some of the headlines today. It's like, oh, Alex Cora puts it on him. Not really. He said
no.
At some point. It
we're
has
there.
To be on me.
No, we're there.
Well, I think we've been there.
We've
but
been
like,
there.
He's
no, no,
like,
no. But now
like,
it's clear.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll wear some of these one-run losses. Like, I don't really think he put it on himself, but I agree with you. He sounds like a guy who knows he's not going to be here much longer.
Well, Sorry to disappoint you.
And maybe he doesn't want to be here much longer.
No, I know. He probably doesn't because he'd get that huge contract to go do nothing. Go do TV. Go do something else. So he'd be fine. I think what you have to do is to really punish him. You have to make him manage this team. You got to that's the biggest punishment that you could be given right now.
Yeah.
So you're not fired. Like we need you. You're here the rest of the year. You're not going anywhere. You're managing all these games unless you have a graduation coming up, which we will let you do. By the way, I was thinking about that too. The Red Sox are 5 games under 500, but Alex Cora is 7 games under 500.
Great point. It's a great point.
He got thrown out in the first inning right after the other game, right?
Yeah,
the Red Sox are much better without him this year. That's been proven. No, but so I'm nothing if not consistent, Jones. And I've always maintained the baseball manager, not the most important position, not the most important coach like in all the four majors, right? Like, I don't think they deserve a ton of credit when they win. I don't think they necessarily deserve a ton of blame when they lose. However, whatever you think a manager does, in your mind, whatever you think, and Craig Breslow was on with the Greg Hill Show last week talking about what he thinks a manager does, whatever in your mind, is it manage the players? Is it manage the personalities? Is it pitching changes? Is it getting the most out of young players? Is it fundamentals? Is it base running? Take all the stuff. Does he do any of it well right now?
No.
No, none of it.
No.
So it doesn't matter where you're coming at it from, where whatever you think a manager does, and maybe you think they're even more important than I do, he's doing a bad job at that.
No.
The win losses are bad. So that's the easiest thing to point to. Like, oh, you're losing a lot of games. But like, what player is having a really good year where you could point to him and say, well, I don't know if you're getting this year if he doesn't have Alex Cora? Like, that was something we used to say 5 years ago about like Bogarts and Devers, maybe even Mookie Betts in 2018. You're like, hey, maybe this was Cora. But now we're seeing that 2018 was the anomaly. 2018 was wagon of a team, talent was so good, he didn't get in the way, and they rolled. Since then, they've made the playoffs once. And, you know, he doesn't even have to take the losses from 2020 because he got kicked out of baseball. So, you know, he seems like a great guy and everything. He's good with the media, but right now he is a bad manager.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The team's quit on him. And he may have quit on the team.
I was going to say, flip it.
It's amazing. Why did he take the extension?
I don't know.
It seems like he doesn't even want to be here.
A lot of money.
So why take the extension? But
job security?
People told me he would get a job like this anywhere. Teams would be lining up for him.
Yeah.
And I was always skeptical of that, Keith.
Yeah, it seems like that would not have been the case.
Because the Yankees will hire him. The Dodgers will hire him. The Phillies are none of those jobs ever even open.
No, I think
none of
Dodgers
them ever even open.
Just fine.
So, right. Dodgers are winning the World Series. You know, Yankees are going on deep runs in the postseason. Like, no, none of those jobs even open, number one. And number two, I don't think the track record's that great. I've said this before. He's basically John Farrell. And I've been saying this for years now.
Actually, recently, worse.
Yeah.
So the numbers, you know, people have been updating the numbers after every loss and whatever. I think his overall win-loss percentage is worse
than
Farrell.
He's made the playoffs less than Farrell.
Yeah.
He's won the same amount of World Series. People forget this about 2021. I give him credit for the way he managed in the playoffs and got to the ALCS. That team backed in. Ass backwards on the final weekend of the year.
Oh, yeah,
they backed their way into the play. I barely made the playoffs that year. Now, once they got there, they went on a run. It was lightning in a bottle for a round and a half, and they were a fun watch, and the crowd was insane, and the ballpark was packed and everything else. He's made the playoffs twice. He won the World Series in year one, and I maintain the same thing I would say about Farrell winning in 2013. That was as much about the manager before as it was about the manager who was there. The Red Sox won in 2013 in spite of Bobby Valentine the year before.
Yeah, right.
It didn't really matter who was there. It just happened to be John Farrell. But they were done with Valentine, and they needed a professional manager, and they got one. Same thing, flash forward 5 years later, to Farrell. You were sick of him, Keith. The team was sick of him. Yeah. They brought in Alex Cora, and it was as much about who they kicked out as it was about who replaced him. And so, to me, that's not where you're at with Cora.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
You fire this guy, the next guy, they make him through World Series.
2026.
Done with
World
Cora.
World Series back on. It was like every team that fired Buck Showalter.
100%. The players look done with him, and he looks done with them. And so I'm not saying they're firing him today, although I'm starting to wonder, based on his sad sack act last night.
That was sad, but nobody's feeling bad for him. It didn't have, I think, the whatever the intention that it was, I don't think he got the result that he wanted.
No. So I'm starting to wonder if it's right around the corner, but whenever they fire this guy, they'll probably get a pop because the team's done with him. Just like the team was done with John Farrell, just like they were done with Bobby Valentine, they're done with this guy.
So here's the thing, though, not to get too baseball nerdy, but if they fire Alex Cora, is their approach at the plate and is their approach on the mound the same thing?
Probably.
Like, are they not throwing fastballs?
Yeah, so
are they trying to hit the ball in the air?
That's an organizational thing.
Right, right.
But it's about connecting with players.
Because, no, I know, and that's a miss.
Cora is not – that's what Cora is supposed to be good at.
Yeah.
He's not doing that, so you hope Ramon Vasquez does.
Or Veritek.
You could go to Veritek.
You go Jason Veritek?
Fine.
The hey, guess what day it is guy? I'm telling you, watch the club. Nobody watched the clubhouse. That was his thing.
Yeah.
That was his thing. He's like, oh, you know, it's guacamole day?
National Cupcake Day?
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah.
It's good to have that guy in the group, I guess.
So I'd be okay with Veritek. I'd be okay with Ramon Vasquez. You want to call up Chad Tracy from AAA?
Sure.
Call him up.
He's him and Roman Anthony package deal.
I was going to say, he's coaching his tail off. Actually, ask Roman Anthony who he wants. Roman if he likes Chad Tracy. If he likes him, great. If he doesn't, keep him down there.
So, but whatever. My point is, I don't really care who's in. Yeah. It didn't really matter who replaced Bobby Valentine. It didn't really matter who replaced John Farrell.
Are you doing that right now, or are you waiting?
Keith, when we fixed the Red Sox last week, I would have done it last week.
It hasn't gotten better.
I never would have given him the extension.
They've lost 8 of 10. I'm giving him the All-Star break? Yeah. I get a month. It's 1 month.
Too long.
And then maybe it might be too long.
What's their record in one-run games going to be by then?
Oh, my God. 7-23?
I'll give them one win.
One more. They'll fuck into it.
They'll sneak one out.
No, and I think what's been a little bit underplayed, too, is not only are they a bad baseball team, they have played all other bad baseball teams. Like, most of their schedule, including the team that they're about to get swept by, are also below 500. Like, just these horrible teams that you face, like the White Sox, and you can't win those series, or you can't even sweep them when given an opportunity. So they're a mess. They've lost 8 of 10. And so I think you had Cora fired back last week when they were probably a game under 500. So now fast forward, they're 5 games under, and one of their 2 wins over the last 10 games was because Garrett Crochet threw an absolute gem. Like, so that's the thing, is you're wasting a Cy Young season from Garrett Crochet.
You have a shot every 5 days. The other 4, I don't really like your chances.
No. What about today, though?
Don't like him.
Giolito?
No.
Former team, though.
Revenge game. You bring up a good point about
that. He wasn't bad last time. His last 2 starts, pretty good.
No, that just tells me he's due for a bad one.
I mean, you might be right.
So what bothered you most about the Red Sox last night, Keith, in the specific game? And you guys can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. I have 5 items on my list.
You have 5?
I have 5 from last night's game. You tell me which one bothered you the most.
Okay.
Personally, I think I have them in the order. They didn't bunt in the 10th inning, which Lou was defensive of on TV. He was defending the strategy. He's like, no, you play for the win. It's a one-run game. You were lucky to get out of the top of the 10th, which we'll get to in a moment.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have played for the tie there. They didn't. They played for the win. They don't advance the runner. They lose in extras. So no bunt in the 10th.
Yep, that's good.
They don't go home in the top half of the 10th. Abraham Toro goes for the double play. They were at double play depth. I know Wiggy wants the infield in. The infield was not in.
No.
They were at double play depth. Yep, they go for the double play. They concede the run. That bothered me. I thought it was wild. David Hamilton, if he's in there for his speed.
Speed guy.
He was tagging up at second base. He didn't advance on what looked like a ball that was deep enough to center field to third to get himself in scoring position or get himself a base away in the 9th inning for a potential walk-off win. He didn't advance there. On top of that, Red Sox make 3 more errors last night. They lead Major League Baseball with 53 errors. That's 2 more than Colorado.
Colorado,
who is the worst team maybe in the history of baseball.
Since the 1900s. A couple of teams in the 1800s that were statistically worse.
Off to the worst start since the Kansas City Union.
Yeah.
And the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
Right, from the 1870s.
In Reconstruction America.
Right.
They made 3 more errors last night. They lead the bigs. And another guy chucked out on the bases. Abraham Toro, thrown out by a million miles at home in the second or third inning, whatever it was. That's my list. What bothered you the most?
The errors. Just because it felt like overall, they had kind of put that a little bit behind them. Like, they were leading the league early, and they were, like, running away from it. And even Bregman, who was one of their few good players, was part of the problem, right? He was just – he had a bunch of errors early, but so did everybody. And it was every night we were talking about more defensive miscues. And in this game, like, you're losing all these one-run games. You're losing all these extra-inning games. You think maybe the extra several outs that you're giving the other team is playing a factor in that?
Perhaps.
And it also just looks super JV. Like, when you have a major league club just throwing the ball all over the place, missing cutoff guys, chucking it to the backstop, it just looks bad.
Right. So,
and that's even coming from one of your better defenders in the Rafaela era.
Rafaela is missing the cutoff, yeah. Man.
But, like, and then Campbell has an error, and you're thinking to yourself...
Campbell's didn't come back to bite him. That
no, no,
brutal.
That one didn't.
That was brutal, though.
But it looked bad, and then you're just thinking back to, all right, they're being so safe, quote-unquote safe, with Roman Anthony, and yet Campbell's up here day one, has a little bit of success early, has cooled way off. I did have a hit last night, but cools way off.
Yeah, what's he hitting now?
He's 224.
Hitting 224 and can't field.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we can't get Anthony up here, but it's fine that we rush this guy.
But you have him playing the outfield, you have him playing second, and you had him taking grounders at first until you realize we're not doing that. And I'm not saying, you know, he makes every play if you just leave him at second, but I kind of feel like it helps. I kind of feel like if that's all he's doing, right, you're so scared to move Devers to different places, you're so scared to do that to other players. If Christian Campbell's just a second baseman from April 1st on, I don't know, maybe some of the more routine plays look routine for him.
So I'm most bothered by the two at the top of my list. Like, you can let the manager off the hook, I guess, for the errors. Like, 53 of them, somewhere the manager's got to be on the list. He was complaining. He's like, our PFP is terrible and this and that. It's like, right, that's what spring training's for. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So you're the guiding hand. It bothers me. Toro getting thrown out on the bases, and that's repetitive. That bothers me. Hamilton not advancing bothers me. But, like, all of those I'd probably put more individually
that's fair.
The players than the manager.
Yeah.
Not bunting. That's the manager.
That's the manager thing.
And having the infield at double play depth and not going for the play at home, I guess you can put that on Toro. He's not familiar with playing third. He could have still come home and still gotten the double play. Those ones bother me because they feel more like Cora's philosophy. He feels checked out. The team feels checked out on him. How are we feeling about the Boston Red Sox, and who do we blame for where they're at? 617-779-7937. Jones and Keefe at Fenway in the Ford Clubhouse studio. Taking you up to Red Sox pregame first pitch at 1:35. We're going to hang out with Joe Weil for some Red Sox pregame today. We will get to Bill Belichick and Jordan. Sounds like Bill's inner circle getting very concerned about Jordan, and they should be. We'll get to the Celtics, their offseason. We'll talk NBA offseason and NBA finals with Robert Horry in the noontime hour. And let's get to a bomb. I was ready to start the show with this, Keith, until Cora after the game and the way the Red Sox melted down. But a bomb from Will Fleming. In this studio.
Wow. Maybe that's why the keyboard's like that.
Maybe that's what happened to the keyboard. It could be, Keith. It's a good point. But Will Fleming, of all people, promising, pledging, there will be changes for the Sox soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.